Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. All right, we better bring in an authority on this stuff, a man who is a legend in this town, the great Howard Eskin. Hi, Howard.
Good morning. Good morning. I know you're so happy this morning.
Well, no, I am happy because in a couple of minutes, I'm going to play that interview you had with Ben Simmons during the new, because it was great. Howard, you're the best. You are the best. But can we just start with the decision to bring Brett Brown back? John Johnson is reporting that yesterday, Joshua Harris, the owner, got lobbied by both Elton Brand and especially Joel Embiid. That what you're hearing?
No, I did not hear that. Because I think Elton is ready to move on. And I just don't think they were prepared to name somebody else. Because the reality of this, I'm okay with Brett Brown unless you can find somebody better. Mm. Who is better? And that's what it comes down to. And I know they met late last night, because it took them so long to tell people who was going to be at this news conference today. I don't know that Brett Brown at one point was going to be there. So who do you name as the next head coach? Who's your next head coach?
Well, I mean, I didn't do a search yet, but Howard, the media clearly, did Harris not say it would be problematic if they didn't go further? They didn't go further. So he's a hypocrite. He's contradicting himself.
But there's no option. First of all, when he says something, it doesn't matter what he says, because he doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to basketball anyway. Right. So he makes it an impulsive statement.
He tripled down on it. He kept saying it, Howard, and then he didn't back it up.
Well, yes, I get it. But the option is what?
Option? Let me go back before we address that. I would say Jay Wright, but I'll put that on the side.
Right? No, I'm going to tell you right now, Jay Wright's not coming.
I'm telling you, there are better people out there than Brett Brown. I'm positive.
Okay, like who?
All right, let me start with this. Will Ben Simmons, who you interviewed and grilled yesterday, will he improve his shot in the offseason using his brother as his coach again this year?
No.
He will not be better.
The same Ben Simmons next year as you saw this year.
Right. Will Joel Embiid suddenly want to go down into the post more, try to work closer to the basket where he's more effective next year with Brown still as his head coach?
Well, I think I'm going to say yes to that.
Oh,
and the reason
please.
I'm going to say yes is because if Brett Brown's going to go down, and he's only got, I don't even know if he's got an entire year, but he's only got at most an entire year to make it better. And if Joel Embiid does not go down in the post, first of all, he's got to get in shape. The reason I don't think he goes down in the post is because it's more tiring to bang against those big guys and get those baskets than it is just to stand outside. And I just don't think he's got stamina to be there in the fourth quarter when he plays the way he's supposed to play. And the other problem is when Ben Simmons can't and won't and has no idea of shooting a 15-footer, the defense collapses down and you get the double teams. So if Brett Brown's going to go down, he's got to go down and do it the way he wants to.
But Howard,
here's what I would do. Number one, Joel, you're going to get in shape. Number two, you're going to play the way I want you to play. Number three, Ben Simmons, your brother is going back to Australia because he's not going to be here working with you. Because if you're going to go down, better go down swinging.
Howard, you're funnier than Conklin. None of that's going to happen while Brett Brown's here. He's indebted to these people. They saved his job. You think he's going to tell him, B, you got to go down to the post, you got to get in better shape, you got to eat better. You think he's going to do that after the guy saved him? Embiid's going to do whatever the hell he wants to do. Are you stupid?
What? I believe all those things will probably be true. However, if Brett Brown doesn't tell them to do that,
right?
Then or doesn't tell them, and they don't, Joel, you're not going to play. I'm going to sit. I'm starting somebody else. Right. Ben, I'm starting somebody else. And that's the only way.
Not
and if they
gonna
don't
happen.
Like
he's not doing any of that. Where the hell have you been the last 6 years?
Okay, then if he doesn't, he is history.
Wow,
he's
in
history.
The seventh year. That's only Howard, you know this better than anybody. It's only one coach that ever lasted longer than 6 years.
I know.
Billy Cunningham. How good was Billy Cunningham as a head coach compared to this guy? It's not even close.
Yeah, I mean, Brett Brown is a great guy. He's a good coach. He's not a great coach. But he doesn't allow – Billy Cunningham left Julius Erving at Madison Square Garden and the bus took off because he wasn't there when they were scheduled to leave. That would never, ever happen.
Hold
now.
On, Howard. Is he still alive? Is there any way you could come back? I would like Billy C. to be the head coach. He's better than Brown.
He's been asked years ago, and he doesn't want to coach these players.
You know what? I get it.
Players, but today's NBA players.
All right, Howard, let's get to one of your great moments in a news conference. Yesterday, before I play this, you were hoping to get Ben Simmons to open up a little bit. Is that what the plan was there, Howard?
I was hoping to get an answer.
Okay. And what was your basic thing? What were you seeking here? What was the question?
I was seeking something more than last year when he wouldn't admit he won't take a jump shot. And he's going to work on his jump shot.
Okay.
And last year he said the same damn thing, and we got the same thing from Ben Simmons this year. Since the year 2000, there's only one player in the NBA who's taken 1,000 or more shots and hasn't hit a three. You know who that is?
Who?
That's Ben Simmons.
All right, well, Ben, Howard, let me play this. But I just want to say this, Howard. This is an example of why Ben Simmons is never going to improve. You will hear it in this interrogation by the legend Howard Eskin.
Ben, you said you wanted to take your game forward. How much do you think taking more jump shots from the perimeter is important to improving your game?
It's important. It's very important.
How are you going to work on it?
Repetition.
Okay. Has that happened this year? And do you think in this situation with this team and who you are, you need more than five shots and some of them have to be from the perimeter?
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
How am I going to do what?
Howard, you've been in the business a long time. That guy right there. Howard, what are you thinking as that's happening? What the hell is going on there?
I think he's so dismissive.
Yeah.
It's not even stubbornness. It's arrogance.
Yeah.
It's arrogance. He's not going to move his game forward. And then when I brought up the fact that Brett Brown asked him to take jump shots, he just wants him to expand his game. Well, then expand your stinking game. It's a joke. It will never, ever win with Ben Simmons as their point guard.
Wow.
Never.
Wow.
When I mean win, I mean win a championship. And I think, and don't think that Elton Brand will not investigate the possibility of seeing what his trade value is. I would trade Ben Simmons, and I'm tired of hearing all these people scream and cackle and yell. The same thing I said last year. I would have traded him for Kawhi Leonard. How would that have worked out? Pretty good.
Howard, last thing here, Al, you're going to tell me I'm dumb to try this, but I'm going to.
What are you
going to
do?
I want to see if I can get a profound perspective from Howard Eskin.
On what?
Howard, you saw two extraordinary things happen in the playoffs this past year. You saw a double doink in Chicago, and you saw a quadruple doink in Toronto. How are we as sports fans supposed to process moments that truly hinge on less than an inch? How do we handle that? What does it say about sports? Give me something profound here.
You've got to have a short memory, and you've got to move forward. And you can't keep on dwelling on the past. You've got to move to the future. And the double doink, they won the game with the double doink. So that was a good thing.
Yeah.
They lost the game with the quadruple doink. And the reality was the Sixers sucked in that seven.
Yeah. Good. You're right. Howard, did I lose you?
I
lost Howard Sell, but you know what? I don't think he could add it to that. That was better than I assumed.
Well, I wasn't hoping for much.
Me either.
Oh,
that's why.
That's
ladies
not nice.
And gentlemen, the great Howard Eskin, he blipped out, but I kind of think the gods were going, Howard, you've said it all. There's nothing else you need to say.
Yeah, I wish.
But I'm not able to do what he just said.
What is that?
I'm not able. I will continue to see that shot go up. Deadspin has a photograph that is absolutely amazing. All right. And they got it up close.
Mm-hmm.
And after shoots the ball.
Kawhi
right?
Leonard, yeah.
Kawhi Leonard. He's crouched down like he's a catcher.
Right.
Right? And next to him, standing right next to him, looking back at the basket.
Right.
And they're just there waiting to see the verdict on their seasons.
Right.
It's an amazing shot. A snapshot of an amazing sports event. Yeah. It's really it's such a cool photo. Yeah. I'm going to tweet it out. I got to tweet it.
It's been all over the world for the last...
Wow, Ange, I'd love to see it for the first time.
It was yesterday's photo.
I know. I'm pretty sure it's exclusive.
No, Ange, you don't even know that picture, that created a whole problem online because no one was giving the photographer credit.
I know. It,
and
I'm talking,
what a shot it
and,
was.
Ange, I'm talking about ESPN, like major news organizations. Right. They're all going... Hey, would you like to give us credit for the beautiful shot?
All right. I'm back with us, Al. I guess you want to say goodbye. Howard,
who's that?
Howard, that was excellent.
I just wanted to hang up on you one time.
Howard, that was more profound than I expected. Great job, my friend. Thank you, Howard.
All right. Take care.
And he hung up. All right. There it is. Oh, that is the shot.
Yeah, that's the photo.
Ava, tweet that out. No one's seen this yet.
Nah, nobody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.